know he's watching me.
Newsboys reminding us his eye is on the sparrow. Caleb and John with Kane, somebody like me. Good morning to you. We're enjoying you being with us on this Tuesday at 7:20.
That's right. Beautiful sunny skies all day in the forecast today. High 86 degrees. Tonight clear as well. Low 62. Tomorrow's looking very similar. Our winning Wednesday, sunny skies. High 86. Thursday for the 4th of July, partly sunny and hot with a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High 92. Right now in Lancaster, sunny skies, 59 degrees. In Harrisburg, 62.
Our friend Steve Holsinger hanging out with us. He is the church engagement coordinator with Safe Families for Children. Good morning again, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, and we're happy that you are here. Tell us all about Safe Families.
Thank you. Safe Families for Children is a family stabilization and child abuse prevention ministry. We partner with Christians and churches. We provide all the training, support, and insurance churches need to enter the sphere of ministry. Our ability to help families in crisis and to support them is directly proportional to the number of volunteers we have.
And you have the opportunity to go out to many churches in our area to talk with congregants, to talk with pastors, and invite them to be a part of what you're doing. What are some opportunities out there for people to volunteer with Safe Families?
Great question. Safe Families, the idea is that we surround families with a circle of support. So you can host children in your home. We can train you to do that, to relieve some of the burden from parents as they seek to deal with the crisis that's in front of them. You can be a resource friend where we train you and again call on you if a family needs a car seat or diapers or formula, or you can be a family friend who is maybe helps with transportation, or you can even be a host family that really supports other host families. Our goal is really not only that we care for the family in crisis, but then we also form a support system around the volunteers so they're constantly ministering and caring for others from a place of wholeness and wellness.
So you talked a lot about training, about getting involved. So if somebody signs up today to be a volunteer, what does the training look like? What's the time commitment? How does that work?
Basically, great question. What that looks like is we start off with background checks and sexual awareness training, as far as sexual abuse awareness training. And then we move into specific training depending on the role you would like to be in or the best fit for your family. And that's anywhere from 8 to 10 hours spread out over a month or so. And then we, if you're a host family, we actually come and inspect the house. It's an inspection, but it's also really an overview of best practices because we're not foster care. The parents never relinquish custody. And so what we're trying to do, think of it, if you were going to allow your children to be hosted or cared for outside of your control, you would want to know that those people are vetted and that they're safe.
Right.
And so that's really our heart behind all the training and the inspections is that we can go to these families and say, hey, we know these people. It's a safe home.
Right.
They love you and they want to help you.
And so the families that are being pulled apart at the time, it could be because of drug addiction, could be because of incarceration, could be any of those things.
Yes. The big one right now is the potential for homelessness in the sense that apartment prices and housing has gotten so expensive that parents sometimes are told, hey, we're coming in to remodel your apartment. And oh, by the way, your rent's going up 30%.
Right.
And so they can't afford that. And so what they'll do is their resources are maxed as far as trying to look for another place to live, or they might even lose that. And so Safe Families can come in, host the children while they're actively looking for housing. And we've done that.
Wow, that's cool. If somebody wants to volunteer, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
The easiest way to volunteer is the Bethany Safe Families website. If you just Google Safe Families or Safe Families Bethany's, there is a on the website you'll see become a volunteer and you can just click on that.
Very cool. And are you looking for opportunities to come to churches to talk about Safe Families?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love to come to churches and talk about Safe Families, talk about not only what churches can do for families in our area, how we can love our neighbors, but then the things that God does in the life of a church that's willing, in the life of a congregation, the life of individuals who are willing to step into space and care for other people. It's amazing.
check it out online, safe-families.org, or do what I did this morning. Go to Google and type in Safe Families Lancaster. It's easy to find. You see Steve's smiling face there, too, by the way. Steve brought us a goodie bag to give away. What's in the goodie bag, Steve?
In the goodie bag is a Safe Families for Children t-shirt and a book by David Anderson, who is the founder of Safe Families for Children. He basically talks about how Safe Families started, and the motivation behind it is radical Christian hospitality.
That's so right.
You want to give that away?
We are going to give it away. That's right. I'm taking caller number two to win this bag. We have a drawstring bag, the book that Steve mentioned, and a large adult t-shirt. Right now is your chance to win. 717-392-3690.
Steve, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thought I'd play a song for you. Here's Petra. This is Don't Let Your Heart Be Hardened on WJTL.
Sweet.